Hello, this is a Publish Me podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Rana, and as part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is Allison K. Garcia, author of Finding Amor.
My name is Allison K. Garcia, and I'm the author of Finding Amor. My book is Latino Christian fiction, and it talks about a little boy named Emmanuel Martinez. He's 8 years old, and he comes from El Salvador, and he's coming to be with his mother, who left him as a child, as an infant, and he's really never met her. And so he goes to be with her, and he is apprehended at the border and put in a detention center. And so that's how the book starts, is he is on a bus on the way to the detention center. So it talks about family separation, talks about undocumented immigration, it talks about Christians and needing to learn to love our neighbors, and talks about, when it says amor is the word in Spanish for love, so it's not really romantic love. It doesn't really talk about, it's not a romance novel, but it talks about the love of family, the love of God, and learning to love ourselves when we've been through tough times and when we felt unloved. I have worked as a counselor for about 14 years, so I've heard a lot of stories from people, and also the church I go to is a Spanish-speaking congregation, and prior to writing my last book, which was Vivir el Dream, I wrote that book because there was three people in our church deported within 1 year, and it was really hard to see that, and so I wanted to portray people that are coming undocumented in a more authentic, real light, and not as kind of what the media has portrayed them as, kind of animals or bad people, but really people that are coming because they want to be here with their families and they want to have a better life. And so in this book in particular, the very opening scene, Emmanuel is on a bus, and there are people protesting out and like throwing rocks at the and like saying go home. And actually, that was taken from watching a news video that was very upsetting to me to see that and to think about these little kids that have come, you know, thousands of miles. And I just wanted people to take that, see that, and picture it, and kind of as if they were Emmanuel and what it would be like to be coming this far, and to be treated like that. And so that people could kind of understand why people are coming and really, you know, open their eyes and their hearts. I have written like 12 plus books, but I only have two published right now. I've written, the ones that are published are Vivir el Dream, which is another Latino Christian fiction book, and that is, I published that last year. That's about an undocumented college student and her mother struggling for the American dream. And then I published Finding Amor, and I'm about to write during NaNoWriMo in a few days. I'm going to be writing Finding Seguridad, which is book two of the Buscando Home series, which is Finding Amor is number one. And I've written a children's book series, but I haven't had a chance to do anything with it yet. I've been kind of busy with getting these books out, so. Yeah, it's going to be three books. There's Finding Amor, which is number one. That's the one that's out right now. Finding Seguridad, which is safety in Spanish. That's the next book. That's going to be probably, I'm hoping, for summer, fall of 2019. And then the next book would be Finding Paz, or Peace. And that would be hopefully the year after that. That's my goal, at least. So we'll see what happens. My first book, the Vivir el Dream, was actually from my first NaNoWriMo, which is in 2012. So, and I've actually won NaNoWriMo every year after that, so I do plan to finish the book. It will be a very not great first draft, but I will fix it. That's what me and my editor, that's our goal. That's actually, yeah, the first drafts are not, I always think they're worse than they are, but they're still not good when you get to the end. So it's going to be a rough first draft, but it's better than no draft. So that's what I plan. And I'm actually the municipal liaison for the Shenandoah Valley NaNoWriMo area. So
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?